Today also marks 50 years since the Supreme Court struck down bans on interracial marriage. The case centered on Mildred and Richard Loving. She was black with Native American ancestry. He was white. They lived in Virginia when they decided to marry. And at the time, mixed-race marriage was against the law in that and several other states. Lawyers from the ACLU took the case to the Supreme Court. But there was another lawyer who presented arguments against the ban. David Muto wrote about him for The New Yorker last year. The story is called An Unsung Hero in the Story of Interracial Marriage. David, I never knew this part of the Loving story. Tell us about the lawyer, William Muratani. And he was Japanese-American, and why was he filing a brief in this case?
Yeah, so William Muratani was the national counsel for a group called the Japanese-American Citizens League, a civil rights organization that is still in operation today. And they filed a brief in the Supreme Court case in support of the Lovings. And it turned out that the Supreme Court thought that they had a pretty compelling argument, and they invited the JACL to come and give about 15 minutes of oral testimony in the case. So Muratani, being the lead lawyer, got to stand up in front of the judges for about 15 minutes and make his argument.
What was his argument against the law, and how was it different from the main challenge?
Muratani had a couple of unique arguments, both of which focused on kind of the incoherent way that the state of Virginia defined race. So at the time, Virginia banned white people from marrying anyone with even a drop of non-Caucasian blood. So Muratani made the point that, you know, given the history of Western civilization, it would probably be hard for even most white people to prove that they were 100% purely Caucasian. And he also noted, you know, that the interpretation of people's race in Virginia was left up to the people issuing the marriage licenses. You know, it would be county clerks who were essentially deciding people's race. And because of those factors, he thought that this was a vague law that perpetuated white supremacy.
And of course, the law as it was written was also, as you mentioned, it was about who whites could and couldn't marry. So these laws prohibiting interracial mixing were really about whites marrying other people. So that also kind of exposed it for what it was.
Right, exactly. So his other point was that the Virginia law only prohibited white people from marrying outside their race. It didn't, you know, ban black people, for instance, from marrying Asian people. So the state said that this was in the interest of maintaining racial purity, but because that only applied to white people, Muratani argued that this was clearly a white supremacy law.
Why was this issue so important to Muratani?
You know, Muratani has a really interesting history. He unfortunately passed away in 2004, but he has a really storied career. And the people I talked to for this piece said that his life's work was probably informed by the fact that as a young man, he and his family were sent to Japanese internment camps during World War II. And I think that that factor, among probably many others, led him to fight for civil rights throughout his life. In the 70s, he was a volunteer civil rights lawyer in the South and went on to be the first Asian American judge in the state of Pennsylvania. So he had a lot of contributions.
Now, David, you wrote this in a very personal way. Your parents, their own marriage is kind of resonant of this case. What did the Loving decision mean to them?
So my dad is Japanese American. My mom is white. They married in Virginia in the 70s. So just a few years after Loving versus Virginia was decided. And, you know, my parents, I think, always had a vague awareness of this case. But it wasn't until I started researching the piece that I found out that they were direct beneficiaries of this and that my family may not have existed, you know, if these laws had stood when they tried to get married. So, you know, finding out that Muratani, who was this Japanese-American man like my father, realized that ending these laws meant to prevent intermarriage between white people and black people would also pave the way for families like mine was really powerful. And it's something that I still think a lot about. This case has made me think about the, you know, intersection of love and law and family. There's actually another deeper connection for me, which is the fact that the Japanese internment camp where Muratani and his family were held was actually the same one where my grandparents were held. And it was the same one where my grandparents actually had their wedding. So to find out for me that that my connection to this case, you know, kind of spanned generations has been just as powerful.
David Muto is a senior web producer for The New Yorker. He wrote about the William Moriarty and Loving case for NewYorker.com. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.